God, it's cold out here. Justin Bogle. Okay, what'd you say to Hartraft?
No, we're not doing that. No. Hey.
It's not safe for work?
No, not safe for work. No, that would be blocked if you were trying to get on that site. You know what I mean? But
anyways, a lot of racing with Brandon Hartraft today for you.
Yeah. It's funny. He tries really hard when I'm behind him. You know what I mean? Which is nice. Yeah.
Well, I've been on teams a lot. No one wants to be the slowest guy on the team or whatever.
There's a thing that we were doing like last few years where you're top donkey if you are the top guy on the team, right? Yep. And Brandon, you know, credit where it's due. He's top donkey this weekend. So we'll give him that.
Just trying to be.
Yep.
What'd you think, man? Triple Crown format. First of all, let's start there. What'd you think?
I mean, I'm not a fan of the Triple Crown, to be honest. I don't really like it, but it's not my decision to make on whether we race them or not. So
what don't you like about them mostly?
It's just, dude, it's three starts, three races, and it's a lot of time on the track at, like, main event importance. And that's – our races are already too long. You know, it's 40 years of 20 laps, and now we're doing sometimes 27, you know. It's just a little unnecessary, but – because, I've been in this a while, so I raced first handful of years 450 class 20 laps, you know. So that's a long race already, you know. So doing 20-something laps is a lot, but –
I was one of the advocates for longer mains because some of those mains, like Santa Clara, San Francisco, those, we were seeing you guys on the track for 14 minutes. And I'm like, that's not enough. Like, I don't pay $65 to see Justin Bogle for 14 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
So there's
maybe a happy medium.
Yeah, I get it. But some weekends it's rough, dude. And honestly, it's tough racing Supercross for 28 laps, but it's also the tracks get so beat. And it's tough, dude.
I think that's what we didn't realize is how bad these tracks get by the end. I mean, Troll's new to the 450 class. He tells me every time I talk to him how beat these tracks are.
I mean, if you look at even, like, the 250 class, like, the whole Freeze and Christian incident, that sand corner was amazing looking, dude. Like, he would have made that pass if he went inside. But, I mean, yeah, but... Anyways, you come to it in our race, and, like, there's no railing, any berm. There's nothing left, you know? The whoops are pretty gnarly. They've been built. They've been putting us to the test with those bad boys. And then, just everything gets just wrecked, dude. So the 450 class is a whole other animal.
I thought the track, I was telling Hartraft, I thought it looked fun. Four triples down a rhythm lane, and you know what I mean? I thought it looked like fun.
I really liked the track. And honestly, I started out the day, like, pre-practiced, and then the second practice – I felt good, like not great, but I felt better. And then obviously I posted it on my Instagram, but I went deep on that four into the corner, and I landed straight to my ass on the seat. So the rest of the day was a little bit of a struggle, for sure. I mean, no excuses. When it's time to man up and do it, you do it, but it was a struggle. The first main event, I was in dead last place for 5-6 laps. Like, I just could not get, like, loosened up and get going. So... another day, another dollar, Steve. It was nothing to write home about.
So I was going to ask you about that 4-4. So you did the second four?
Yeah.
Okay. That throws me off my question.
I didn't do it in the race.
Okay.
I locked the old backup for sure. You know what I mean? And I was like, you know what? Because all day, you know, press day, all morning, I'm going over the table easy. Yep. I jumped it a few times, whatever, no problem. And then when I did that one, the rest of the day, I went 3-on-off.
You know, Brayton clipped it and almost did Indonesia, and then he never did it again. So I think it's one of those things where if you're at your level, you're like, man, it ain't worth it.
Not when we're on the track so long, you know, like, especially for me right now, like, and I keep telling the guys, like, it's a struggle because it's been rough the last handful of years, but majority of my life, it's still pretty hard to take getting 17th, you know? So that's been a struggle, but I'm just rusty, dude. I didn't ride much, like, and then with everything going on, I didn't ride or train or anything for a couple weeks. Like, finally getting back on my program, and I know it'll just take some time. But, man, it's painful going through this stage of it, you know? Like, I know it comes around. I've done it too many times to count. But this stage of it sucks, dude.
Well, I think you'll get there. Just you got to stay healthy. That's it. You got to build, right? It's a little building blocks.
And I had a couple close calls this weekend. And honestly, I'm not going to lie. Like, I had a little PTSD going into that first turn. Like, just straight up. Last time I was here, I was seeing the.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. Sure.
I was seeing the devil, thought I was going to die, and I retired for 6 months. So there was, you know, you do your best to block that stuff out, but it's hard, you know. So I'm happy to get through this one. Because once you get through one at the place where you had something traumatic happen, then you're fine. But it's always tough that first time going back. So it's a little bit of that stuff. And then, you know, just, man, can't stress the importance of being on the damn motorcycle, dude. I have the team is so awesome to me. They're such good people. They're trying their asses off. And I'm still just going to take a little time, you know. I need more. You can't come into the season with, like, 150 laps under your belt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
Last thing. We got so many positive comments from your Pulp Show interview after the Barcia thing. I don't know if you heard about it, but it was one of our all-time, like, I guess, most commented on things. And it was positive. And you opened up. And, you know, I think people really appreciate it. I don't know how much you heard about it.
But. Yeah. I just did what I do. And then the next weekend, a lot of people stopped me and told me that they appreciated that. And I mean, at the end of the day, no matter what, like, as a man, you take responsibility for things that you do, right or wrong or indifferent. And then also just, it's been gnarly, dude. Like, you know, everybody in life deals with loss, people that's close to them, because we all die, dude. But it's tough when it doesn't make it easier. It's still tough. So I think it was nice, I guess, for people just to know, like, even I'm not winning right now, but people, they don't get to see that side of us much.
I agree.
We're human beings, you know, and like everyone has the same problem. We're all in the same hell, different devils, right? Like we all have problems. And real life is like so much more difficult than struggling out here. Because I do what I love this stuff more than anything, where I can be like, it can mess me up over and over and I just keep coming back, you know? So I love this stuff. So I would be a real jackass to complain about my life. Real life, we all know that stuff is harder, you know? So I think it was just nice for people to see that, like, we're humans, dude.
I agree. I think even media guys, fans, we don't think of you guys always that way. Like, you know, and I think you're right. So good job and on I think, on that opening up a little bit. So.
Well, I appreciate you giving me, like, the chance to have to say my piece and to do those things because, you know, it was nice to be able to get that stuff out, you know? Because, like, obviously I made a mistake. I needed to address it, talk about it, and then also kind of just, like you said, open up a bit and explain kind of what's been going on. And I think that's, you just don't see it a lot. A lot of people hold things close to the vest. And I mean, you've done enough interviews and been around me enough to know that I'm pretty much an open book. I don't, that kind of stuff, I don't, like the mental side of that, it just, it doesn't really affect me. Because if you're better, you're going to beat me. If you're not, you're not. Like, I'm not getting messed up in the head by it. So it's all good. I just be me, man, and I do appreciate you giving me the opportunity to say those things, you know?
Cool, man. Thanks.
Yep.